There is a growing chorus of states and conservatives calling for something known as a CONCON, or more properly, an Article 5 Constitutional Convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 Constitutional Convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget, and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 CONCON really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans, who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists, to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, it's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that that Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 Constitutional Convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. All I'm offering is the truth.
And now, here he is, OCD.
This is Outcast Radio. I am OCD. Check out the website, outcastradio.net. That's where you'll find today's stories, news, information. I've also got videos up there and the latest podcast that has also been uploaded. You'll find it all, current stories, current videos, and the podcast, and a blog on Robin Williams, all at outcastradio.net. American Exceptionalism. The website is americanexceptionalism.net, and my guest is Mark R. Elsis. Good evening, Mark. How are you, sir?
Good evening, Don, and thank you for having me on your show. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Mark and I started touching base probably about 4 days ago via email, and I thought, this guy's got some interesting information. The American Exceptionalism, and again, the website is americanexceptionalism.net, 50 Ways the American Dream Has Become a Nightmare. But you were listening to the previous hour, and you actually met Robin Williams. What happened?
Yeah, I met Robin twice, and I had another interaction with him also. And I was a 17-year-old boy back in 1975, and I was sitting outside the Plaza Hotel in Manhattan. And all of a sudden, I saw this mime on Central Park South, about 50 feet away from where I was sitting. And he was shadowing people, walking right behind them, and he would be them. And it caught my eye. He the first person, I think it was, he was being a real uptight businessman with a briefcase and everything. And this man would walk in the shadow and become the person he was walking in the shadow of for about 100 feet. And I guess in the last 15 or 20 feet, he would pick somebody out walking in the opposite direction. And all of a sudden, he would do a 180, and becoming from an uptight businessman with a briefcase and everything to becoming a little old lady and shadow her for 100 feet and then find someone coming the other way and become a flaming gay guy. And then becoming a tourist, then becoming a punk rocker, and then becoming a beautiful girl. And this went on for over 30 minutes. And it was, to this day, I have gone through and seen a lot of art and plays and film, and I have never, ever seen anything like this. This person, I was actually belly laughing so hard, I had to turn away to get air. I was crying. It was the most beautiful, greatest, funniest performance I've ever seen in my life. And so after he was done, it was 30, 35 minutes or 40 minutes or whatever, and I went up to him and I said, that was the greatest thing I've ever seen. And I mean, it was only 17 then, but and I said, what is your name? And he goes, Robin. I said, thanks a lot. I mean, and by the end of it, there were literally hundreds of people watching this guy, and not one person that he was literally within a step of their step behind them ever knew he was there. And with the amazing, he got every mannerism of the person down, and such different people all the time, totally different people. Anyway, so I'm, you know, a few years later, Mork and Mindy comes on, and I go, my God, this guy looks like that mime. And I said, what is this guy's name? And all of a sudden, I found out it's Robin Williams. I went, oh, wow. I said, he's the same height, weight, hair color, facial, you know. It must be the same guy, but I wasn't sure. So I used to drive a taxi in Manhattan at night. And probably around 1985, I pick up Warren Zevon and Robin Williams together. And so I say, excuse me, can I tell you guys a story? And they go, yeah, go ahead. And so I tell them the mime story. And at the end of it, I ask Robin, I said, Robin, was that you? And he goes, yes, it was. And so I told him that, once again, that it was the greatest thing, performance I've ever seen. And I've, like I told you, I've seen all the great Broadway shows when I was young, and all this, the great revivals. And he was like genuinely really happy and appreciative of this. And so it was, and he was a very nice man. I mean, he was just, the big grin that I saw on his face when I said that it was the greatest performance I've ever seen, and I've seen a lot. It was just that really, you know, you've seen him. So the happiness was just, it was wonderful. And I'll tell you another time that, I created the largest network of internet sites in the world, and you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of top level domain names on every issue you can think of. I started creating it more than 17 years ago, and one of the names was Robin-Williams.com. I actually ascertained all these names, and I gave them away, from GeorgeHarrison.com to BrianWilson.com, you name it. I gave all these great one word, NeilDiamond.com, for a reason to start concerts throughout the world. But anyway, but later on, Robin Williams, and I didn't make money from them, I gave them away. Long story short, later on, Robin Williams, his lawyer, who had a previous encounter with that wasn't very good with Don Henley of the Eagles, but Robin came and not to only say he was a good guy, but I relayed the story to the lawyer, and he ended up paying me for this domain name and a few thousand dollars. And so he's not only that, he's very generous also. And because I told him what I was doing and who I was, and so he was gracious. He, you know, instead of suing me like the lawyer wanted to, he didn't. He didn't lawyer me. So there are my three little things with Robin and the human race is has lost one of the geniuses.
You know, the other comedic death that comes to mind is a guy by the name of Sam Kennison, and I'm sure you're familiar with him because I was 18 when you were 17, and I was actually living in Connecticut while you were living in New York. And I remember going to see Sam Kennison. This is, again, when I was doing stand-up in L.A. And this was about 6 months before he broke, before he started getting traction. And there were eight of us in the nightclub. And they go, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Kennison. I'm thinking, okay, fine, whoever.
Right.
And this guy, I literally fell out of my chair. It's never happened before. I can't describe the bit, but I do want to describe a bit of it. He said, the problem with most men is they don't know how to make love to a woman. And he demonstrates in a way I've never seen in my life. All I can tell you is that he got on the floor and started screaming, and I fell out of my chair laughing. The women who were sitting next to me were absolutely in shock. We had never seen anyone like this. And he reminded me a bit of Robin in that both Sam Kennison and Robin Williams have that fearlessness that I have not seen in many comedians. Those guys, they didn't care where it was going, but they knew it was going to be a fun journey.
Yeah, Kinison was very much the same in that ab-libbing type of craziness, frantic, tangentially jumping into places. My favorite comedians were George Carlin and Bill Hicks. And I did a film on John Lennon because I was there the night he was assassinated, and I used to have the number one site in the world for John. But and I tried to get Bill Hicks his piece about them killing all the good people and mentioning John Lennon, and I went through the whole family and the lawyer stuff, and they wouldn't do it. And anyway, but Bill Hicks, the first time I ever saw Bill Hicks, I was at a party at a friend's house.
We've got to break it right there, Mark. I got break, but let's pick it up with Bill Hicks, and we will get into your website, AmericanExceptionalism.net. Hang on.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage, with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software on the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
This is Outkast Radio. He's driven in a cab with Robin Williams and Warren Zevon, Werewolves of London fame, both no longer with us. The website is outcastradio.net. His name is Mark R. Elsis, and the website is AmericanExceptionalism.net. The article is entitled American Exceptionalism, 50 Ways the American Dream Has Become a Nightmare. We will get into the article, but I am absolutely fascinated with your background and the people you have met, including comedian Bill Hicks. What was your experience again with Bill Hicks?
I've never met Bill, but it's funny, you mentioned Rodney Dangerfield. I have an interaction with Rodney. I met him, and Bill Murray. All these strange... I've had a very Forrest Gumpish life, and met... And matter of fact, people, when they get to know me, they said, you know, you should write a book about all these interactions you've had, from Michael Jackson to John Denver to all these people that I've met in my life. Anyway, but I was at a party with friends, and we were watching Bill Hicks. It must have been, I don't know, mid to late 80s or something. He was on some late night show, and it was the first time I ever saw him. At the end of his thing, everybody got captivated by this guy, even though we were all in a party. And at the end of it, I said, this guy's dead. And I said, how is he on TV? And because he was already pushing the envelope. And I could see that this guy, he was brilliant, brilliant, Hicks. And Carlin was always, you know, in my eyes, was always brilliant. And I met George in the strangest way. I went out to L.A. to I used to be a really great frisbee player, and I used to go out there. He was out there for because he was the first host of the first Saturday Night Live, and they wanted him for this new thing called Friday Night Live out of L.A. And so anyway, I was out there, and long story short is that I was coming back first class, and I had to be, and I was non-rev, so I had to be in a suit and tie, and I was playing frisbee that Sunday afternoon, and I got back to my car, and I was getting the red eye coming back to New York, and I couldn't find my tie. I was in the parking lot, and I was like, oh my God, where's my tie? Anyway, I drove halfway to the airport, and then I came back. I was at Venice, and I found the tie and this thing and that, and I get on. And by the way, George, his monologue for that Friday Night Live was all about a place for my stuff. And you know, I've lost something this big, but I'm looking everywhere else, and the place that you can't find it. So I found it rather humorous about this tie that, and I looked under the car and everything, and it wasn't there. And then all of a sudden, I came back, and it was right there. It was very, very, very strange. Anyway, I met him coming on the red eye, coming back in first class, and I had a little conversation with him. Except he was very much into the powder at that time, and so it was. But he was a nice guy. It was a good.
It was an altered conversation.
Yeah, he was. He was very much. He was very much gone to the bathroom every 45 minutes. But I also, my first wife lived on the Upper East Side.
Yeah.
And she's coming down out of her condo, and I'm coming up to her, and we embrace, and all of a sudden I hear this voice from behind me going, "Hey, that's got to be love." And I just went, "No way." And of course I already knew who it was, and it was Rodney. And I turned around, and there he is. He's like, "Oh God!" So and one other time, early 80s, early 81, 82 or something, I was waiting outside of an after hours club in New York called the Nursery on 3rd Avenue and 13th Street, and I'm outside my taxi, and I see Bill Murray coming out with two babes on both arms. He's in like Hawaiian shorts and a Bermuda shorts and a Hawaiian top and a bottle of champagne, and I went to him, "Oh my God, Bill, life is rough," and he started laughing his ass off. It was just like, yeah, it was. Those were the days I met Belushi and all these guys. I met Brian Del Mare too, and I had a good talk with him, Bill's brother. He was also a writer for Saturday Night Live. But yeah, I mean, it's because I knew where to go. And you know, I've had stories like picking up people from the Mud Club. I picked this guy up from the Mud Club once, and he was a really nice guy, great guy. And I'm driving him all the way uptown, and one thing leads to another, and he goes, "You ever hear the Boomtown Rats?" And I said, "Oh God, yeah, of course." And so anyway, it was the leader of the Boomtown Rats. What's his name? Phil Lynott. And he's since gone also. And like a year later, I'm at the Mud Club again, downtown New York, and I pick, you know, this guy gets in the back of my cab, and he's going to the same place, to the same hotel, to Berkshire, and he goes, "Hey, Mark, how are you?" And I was like, "Oh my God, Phil Lynott again." And it was like, so it's been a long, strange, wonderful trip that it's just one after another. I mean, it's...
You know, when I think about George Carlin, especially later in his career, he did a bit, and I played it on another show I did, and I played it many times, and it really sums up everything. It's a two-minute bit, and it says, there's a big club, and you're not in it. In a period of 120 seconds, he basically breaks down who's behind the curtain and why it is the way it is and how you should just be happy with what you have because the owners of this country, as he calls it. And this leads into your article in American, and again, the website is AmericanExceptionalism.net. The article is called American Exceptionalism, 50 Ways the American Dream Has Become a Nightmare. And you wrote it, it looks like, about 5-6 days ago.
I finished it on August 8th, which is 19 months apart from my last major, major piece that I put out, which was Holocaust Revisionism, which is like 190 pages or something. I put George Carlin, I only have three hot links. Usually I reference everything very, very, very well, but I didn't on this document. But he's one of only three, and I own that site, george-carlin.com, and I put that three-minute or whatever it is piece up called The American Dream because it encapsulates out of all his work, his unbelievable body of work that he did, George.
Well, and the great line in that, The American Dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it. What a line.
It was just, you see, he almost was like borrowing from Bill Hicks in a way. He got, because Bill Hicks was going there, you know, he died 20 years ago in, February? And he was way ahead of himself. I mean, you know, it's, like I said, when I first saw him, I said, he's dead. And you know, it's just, and you know, he dies of cancer at 32 years old. I mean, I don't know, but it's just, if there's somebody that you need to get out of the way, I would have said he's like high on the list. Because he was brilliant, and there's very few people that that have that capability of genius comedy and political awareness, and can mesh the two. And he was even blacklisted his last time on Letterman. Hicks was. He got vetted and everything, and you know the lawyers and da-da-da-da, but then they didn't let it on. And then many years later, just a few years ago, his mother was on it, and they re-showed his like 8 minutes that they didn't show when he did it live. And it wasn't that bad. I was like, duh, what are you? It was a great piece, but it wasn't unbelievably political. But he would never be allowed on anywhere now.
No, and it was the brand, Bill Hicks, because when you thought Bill Hicks, some thought, oh, agitator, and we're not going to let that go. I remember one time I was in Marina Del Rey, I ran into Mort Saul, and back in the day, he was the political satirist before, I think, Lenny Bruce actually broke that glass ceiling. Got to take another break. Hang on, Mark. I want to get into the article. We'll do that next. This is Outkast Radio.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Pudia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click Update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off. $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
From somewhere deep in a bunker, surrounded by a moat, covered with aluminum foil, it's Outcast Radio with our guest Don. And now here he is, OCD.
This is Outcast Radio. I'm OCD. Welcome to it, my friend. Great to have you with us. If you are with us, and I know you are, the website is AmericanExceptionalism.net. The article is entitled, American Exceptionalism, 50 Ways the American Dream Has Become a Nightmare, and my guest is Mark R. Elsis. Mark, what inspired you to write this in the first place?
Well, as you know, I put out a news compilation 5 days a week with what I believe to be the best eclectic type of grouping of news, between 30 and 50 different news articles, and I put it out. And as a matter of fact, if anybody would like to join up for my newsletter, it's Mark, M-A-R-K, at LoveEarth, LoveEarth.net, and you just say, I want to subscribe, and I'll put you on it. But I've been compiling news for many years. In the early days of the internet, I probably put out more news than anybody for years, and I've been compiling this on this thing called American Exceptionalism for the last few years, and it's one of the sections that I just compile stuff on, different stories that we, you know, we're number one in, but not number one in a good way, and all of a sudden about 3-4 weeks ago, I just went, Steve Wozniacki's on my email list, the co-founder of Apple, and something to do. He sent me an article about something or something, and I sent back my list of American exceptionalism, and then I went, ah, wait a second. And all of a sudden, you know, the proverbial light bulb went off, and I said, oh, maybe I'll just throw this, put something together and put this out. And one thing led to another, and, you know, it became a 50-page document. And so what it comes down to is that we're being deceived. You know, when me and you were growing up, since we were only 1 year apart, in many respects, this country, like, we were taught, you know, you go to school, you work hard, you can climb up that ladder. And the Horatio Alger, you know, you can upward mobility and all that. And that used to be the case somewhat. We were probably at one time, probably in 1954 or something, we were the best in the world at that. But we're being deceived that we still are, and we're not. And we're, matter of fact, in that case of upward mobility, that's one of the only three out of the 50 that we're not number one in something not good, but we're number three in the developed world. I forget, it was two other countries, United Kingdom and somebody else, was actually a little worse than us in upward mobility. So wherever you are born in, that's where you're going to stay. So, but there are all of these things, you know, from the prison population, we're number one in per capita people put in prison by far. I mean, probably 7 to 10 times more than most developed countries in the world. We put people behind bars. My number one, which I actually spend a few pages on, is we're number one in derivatives and other banking and financial frauds.
Well, let's start there, because I know, you know, some listeners might not get it, what a derivative is. And from my understanding, a derivative is a bet on anything to go up or down in value, but you're able to leverage this in a way that far exceeds the fractional lending system, which is like 10 to 1. Let's start with derivatives. Kind of give us an underlay of what that's all about.
Well, the thing is that Clinton, after he got with the Monica Lewinsky thing and the whole thing, he was owned. Well, he was owned before that, but, you know, I mean, he was a made man. And I actually worked for Jerry Brown when he was running against Clinton for the Democratic nomination. But you have him signing two laws. One is known as the Graham-Leach-Bailey law on November 12, 1999. And it sort of took apart the Glass-Steagall Act and let the casino gambling, and the Glass-Steagall was from 1933, that broke up banking and investment banks so they couldn't commingle and be like a casino Wall Street. And then he signed a second law on 30 days before he was leaving office on December 21st, 2000, and that was the Commodities Futures Monetization Act. And what it was is that there was going to have no regulation on over-the-counter derivatives. And derivatives are sort of like insurance policies to hedge your bets. And they've been going on for a long, long, long time, except not in the way they're being used now. Now, it's they've coerced it into becoming a market that no one actually knows how big it is. It's somewhere between 1,000 trillion and $2,000 trillion market, which is unregulated. And just to put that into perspective, the GDP for the planet Earth is around 72 trillion. So we're talking 14 to 28 times larger one market, the derivatives market, than the GDP for the whole planet. So these people, what it comes down to is now it's an elaborate way to fleece us the people, the 99% on the bottom. And it's you know, all these elaborate games. The Wall Street has and has been for a long, long time, just way to bubbles and busts I mean, this has been happening since, you know, the tulips and the East India Company and all that. But it's now it's happening with much more regularity, and it's you can see them coming. So it's where we have all of these different types of illegal and immoral swindles, credit default swaps, high frequency trading, naked short selling, and especially on gold and silver, the futures, because we're about to go down financially. I would guess and that it could happen anytime in the next 26 months. I would put my bet on September or October of 2016, because from previous they like to do things like what happened in 2008. It happened in September 2008 when Lehman went down, the whole subprime thing collapsed, and you know, the Treasury put a gun to everybody's head and said we need $700 billion. And then, by the way, the Fed secretly bailed out these two big failed banks all around the world for like $29 trillion.
Well, and when you trace the lineage of these guys, you know, you have Hank Paulson, their ties to Goldman Sachs, the Treasury Department, all of these guys, it gets back to what Carlin said. It's a big club, and you're not in it. And these guys just move sideways. And when the Glass-Steagall Act was repealed, that allowed the investment banks and the commercial banks, that was the difference,
yep,
allowing the commercial banks where you put your savings in to go to the casino. So essentially, after Glass-Steagall was repealed, they were allowed to go to the casino with our money in our savings account.
And by the way, if you have money in a bank right now, it's not your money. People don't realize this. The Cyprus bail-ins, that was done for geopolitical reasons, because a lot of Russians have their money in Cyprus, a lot of high rollers. But the bail-ins are allowed under our laws. People don't recognize this, even though the FDIC supposedly what covers the thing. FDIC is funded like nothing compared to what is in the banks. And you see somebody like John Corzine and MF Global, what they did, 2 years ago, and how they just went in and stole people's monies to cover their own bad bets. And nothing happened to John. You know, good old John, head of Goldman Sachs, then governor, I think senator from New Jersey, and, you know, he's a made man. And so, and the worst he had to do was testify in front of a congressional committee, and nothing happened. So you steal, you know, $2 billion and nothing happens.
Well, and it's the same thing with the banks. I think Bank of America announced this week they'll pay about a $17 billion fine to the SEC for their machinations back in 2008. And then you have Jamie Dimon with Chase. It's a small club. Well, it's a big club, and you're not in it. And in Carlin's world, words just resonate to this day.
Sure it does. And you know, I go back to all of these different games, and you have nobody, not one major player has been indicted or went to jail. Not one. And you go back to this guy, William K. Black, who's a wonderful, brilliant guy, and he was the former senior regulator who cracked on in the SNL. And the SNL crisis was like nothing compared to what happened in 2008. And so, but he went, and he goes in quotes, on a scale of the scandal is new 2008 crash, a single bank, IndyMac, lost more money than the entire savings and loan crisis. In that crisis, the savings and loan regulators made over 30,000 criminal referrals, and this produced over 1,000 felony convictions in cases designated as major by the Department of Justice.
We got to take one more quick break, Mark. Hang on, we'll be right back. We'll talk some more. This is Outkast Radio.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt, and so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information. No obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
35% of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
This is Outkast Radio. His name is Mark R. Elsis. The website is AmericanExceptionalism.net. One of the cool things about doing a radio show like this, and I think you can tell by now, Mark, we pretty much live on the third rail here, is we get videos and information from all kinds of sources, and I've got a couple of pretty good ones. I want to play a quick 19-second clip for you. This is President Obama. It is dated May 23rd, 2014, pretty much telling the Bilderbergs and the folks there what's coming up next.
And for the international order that we have worked for generations to build. Ordinary men and women are too small-minded to govern their own affairs. That order and progress can only come when individuals surrender their rights to an all-powerful sovereign.
That's pretty chilling.
Wow.
That video has been pulled from YouTube.
I've never heard that one.
That's
although I can't, every time I see his face, I just shut it off. Well,
you know, everything that comes out of his mouth is a lie. He's the front man for the New World Order. And before him, it was Bush and Clinton. They're all the same, man. It's a two-headed
Exactly.
One. I think it was Dennis Miller that said this, I think. It's a two-headed one-party system. And that sums it up. Or was that Carlin? It was one of them.
Yeah, it's you know, it's interesting because I, like I said, I was into presidential politics for a while, and I've been saying it for a long time that they're both the same, and let go of it, and I've actually even had conversations with Dennis Kucinich on the left, and I like Ron Paul on the right, but even both those, my litmus test is, did you say who did 9/11? Okay, great, bye. Once one person come out and tell me who did it, because I spent 2 years of my life on that, and I wrote the timeline today, forget about it. They're all full of it. So, but you go back to Barry now. You know, you have the 2004 Democratic Convention in Boston, and they're going to put on John Forbes Kerry, the guy who didn't know he was Jewish, for the nomination of the Democratic nomination, and they gave the keynote address to this guy, Barack Hussein Obama. And I went, wait a second, who is this guy? And I knew politics even then very well. And I just went, wait a second, oh, this guy's a what? Was that the guy that's running for Senate that they cleared the way? He's a state senator and he's getting a keynote address?
A junior state senator.
Right. And he lost. I mean, he was groomed by David Axelrod. I mean, he was, this guy is, he's a very good used car salesman, and especially with a teleprompter. He was schooled in that.
They actually trained him on the teleprompter.
Oh, yeah. And you get him off the teleprompter, he ain't that good.
No, he goes back to street real quick.
Yeah, and he's a real psychopath, like pretty much they all are. You hear stories about what he did, and I remember listening to some girl. It was a friend of his out in Hawaii, and he'd bum cigarettes, and after he got a cigarette off, he'd like go, "You idiot! You gave me a cigarette. I conned you." I mean, it's that pathetic. I mean, this guy, like going to Columbia and stuff, and he took, I think, these two majors, history and political science or something, and this other guy that was top of his class, that I never met him. I was there for the same 4 years, and I never met this guy. Where was he? Anyway, all these people are just...
They're front men. They're front men for the New World Order. It's all about the Bilderbergers, the Council of Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Illuminati. These are the ones that are running the world, and this guy is just the latest front man.
He's a good puppet,
He's a great puppet.
Yeah, Barry's good. It's just like, Jefferson Clinton, William Jefferson Clinton is not his real name. It's Blythe, little baby Billy Blythe. And this guy is Barry Swartow. Many presidents, by the way, don't have their real names, but it's rather interesting. And who are we going to have next? We're going to have
Hillary
and Fat Boy Christie. So it's going to be fat and fat. I mean, or are they going to get Jeb in the last second?
Well, that's the whole thing. Look at the pattern. You've got Bush, Clinton, Bush, Obama, Clinton again. I mean, it's pretty obvious. And Hillary is a member of the CFR.
Oh, Kerry
is a member of Skull and Bones, so when he's running against Bush, you got two guys that are Skull and Bones. Great choice.
Exactly. Out of the seven, I used to bring that up, because I had, and I still own, I believe, GeorgeWalkerBush.net, and I had a site up for him, and I was saying, there's 700 living members of the Skull and Bones, and both these guys running for president are Skull and Bones. I said, duh. It's sort of like, they took over the presidential everything. When they took over
Well, it's like Stalin said. He said he doesn't care who votes. Right, he cares who counts the vote.
And
you find out that a Spanish consortium, I think it was Sintra, actually is in charge of the voting machine. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that brings up another interesting thing, is that I actually wrote my last piece for a while was in November 5th, 2004. After that election, and I wrote a piece called Stolen Election, and it was a real short piece and real hard hitting and mathematical, and what it came down to was, and it was number one at Google forever, I don't know if it still is, when you put in Stolen Election, I was quite proud of that, and what it came down to is that these new, these what it, that it was Ohio, Florida, and Pennsylvania. And the exit polling to what actually happened deviated so much that it was a mathematical impossibility. Of course, they went... I actually got the Constitution Party, the Libertarian Party, the Green Party, and Ralph Nader. I talked to all the top people there, and I was about to get them all in front of the National Press Club in Washington to say, we have a problem here. So the four minor candidates that were running for president in 2004, I had three of them all set up. They said yes. And you know who said no? Ralph Nader. Ralph Nader said no. And so it later came out that it was very liberally 1 million to 1 odds that from the exit polling to what actually happened in that election. So you know, the year before the election before that, you know, my governor here down in Florida, Jeb Bush, you know, gave away that election. Not that it matters with Gore. It doesn't matter. There, you know, it's
two-headed one-party system.
Yeah, and you're not allowed to have a third party.
No,
that's
you're
the
not.
Thing.
That's Ron Paul was. He was a threat. I remember during the debates on Fox how he was completely marginalized by Sean Hannity and the other neocons. They were scared to death of this guy.
Yep. But he didn't, you know, I call him and Dennis like steam release valves. You know, they talk a really good talk and you know, I mean, I like a lot of things that Ron, he seems like a real honorable man and all this stuff, but you know, he did some weird stuff up in New Hampshire when he got beat and the money. And
I think, honestly, he thought that if he got in office, that would be the end of him.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
of
because,
course.
Because he was going after the Fed. You don't go after the machine and the matrix without seeing Smith.
Well, yeah, that, I mean, they don't have to kill you anymore. They'll just make sure you don't win. You know, and there's nobody. Matter of fact, the last person I think they actually had to whack was John. And is taking his plane.
Why
down.
Did they do that? In your opinion, if they did take John F. Kennedy Jr. down,
that would look that he was a very capable pilot. I met John. I picked him up too. I had a great conversation with him. I had a long drive with John. Really nice guy. Real smart. Real nice. Real charismatic.
They were afraid maybe he would carry on his dad's legacy circumventing the Fed.
I'm writing a piece on that right now, 55 pages into his assassination, his pop's assassination, and I've been meaning to finish that for a while. But you have John's plane. He was a capable pilot. His mother, by the way, told him, don't fly, because that's how they'll take you out. Anyway, he was coming down into Martha's Vineyards. He was within visual. It was clear. It wasn't cloudy. It wasn't bad, foggy. He wasn't clear. He actually had contact with Martha's Vineyard, and it was an altimeter bomb in his thing. And they took him out. And the funny thing, really, many funny things about it, not funny because it's horrible. And it was just 15 years ago on July 16th that happened. And that was that was the last person I believe they had to kill. And that's that, because he would have, and I wrote an article about this, about the Electoral College and the third party presidents. And he, if he ever ran third party, would have won. The Electoral College is there so you can't win as a third party. The only third party president ever win was Abraham Lincoln in 1860, and he got less than 40% of the popular vote, also the only time that ever happened. And you can't happen anymore. That's why they keep the Electoral College. You know, even though Gore won by 540,000 votes in 2000, he didn't even win his home state, so he lost the Electoral College.
Mark,
you know,
we're going to end it there. We're actually at the top of the hour. Would you like to be on again?
Yeah, sure. I'd like to, you know, go over American exceptionalism and...
Okay.
And
all right, we'll set it up.
Thanks a lot, Don.
Mark, you're a fantastic guest. Thank you so much.
All righty.
Have a great night. Mañana, everybody.
This is West 54. Wow.